Warning. According to the Surgeon General, women should not drink alcoholic beverages during pregnancy because of the risk of birth defects. Consumption of alcoholic beverages impairs your ability to drive a car or operate machinery and may cause you to become confused as to what liquids you should drink and liquids that you shouldn't, such as liquids with volatile sensitivity to changes in temperature and or pressure, liquids that require two mechanical seals to stay put, non-lubricating liquids that produce gases and or solids that may or may not be abrasive, liquids that are seriously goddamn sensitive to agitation, liquids that react with each other to form a solid, which is an absolute nightmare, take it from Sick Puppy, or limitlessly lubricating liquids, a nightmare at the other end of the spectrum, take it from Spoon, and lastly, anything at all consumed by the boys at
shouldidrinkthat.com.
Hey everybody, this is Sick Puppy.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
Coming at you with episode 71 for shouldidrinkthat.com.
Or even if it's crap,
we drink it.
So you don't have to.
That's right.
Oh, what a trip.
Dude, what a long, strange trip it's been.
Oh.
I feel like we've been like...
we've been on the road a lot.
Touring or some shit.
We've been on the road a hell of a lot lately.
Oh, it's awesome, but I'll tell you what, it's nice to get back into Studio A, isn't it?
Oh, it feels great. And actually, you were on a very long road trip recently.
Yes, I was.
Which is the reason for this show.
I'm kind of sad that I'm back, but it was kind of a beer wasteland.
But you're not pasty white like I am.
Yeah, I am burnt to a crisp.
Ah.
I'm actually just now starting to peel. It's like 6 days later. But anyway.
So where were you?
I was in the Bahamas, man.
They actually let you out of the country. That's
yeah,
amazing.
They did. I actually have a legal passport and everything.
Wow.
Yeah, I actually took my parents down there for their 50th anniversary.
Oh, you're such a nice son.
On Carnival Cruise Lines. Well, I figured I put them through enough hell in their life. It's the least I could do.
That is a good point.
I owe them something, man. But yeah, it was a lot of fun, man. I mean, even right before I left, I'm like, what beers am I going to have on this trip?
Spoken like a true craft beer aficionado.
Exactly, yeah. I was looking for like a month ahead of time, what's available down there. And I mean, the good thing was, you know, I go to Baltimore every year, you know, except for maybe 1 year I missed. But
which is kind of our home away from home.
Right. And the Carnival Cruise Line actually embarked out of Baltimore. So I actually got to go down to Max's and
Nice. Hang
around Fells Point for a bit before we left. Enjoyed some good beers there from Brewer's Art and some other local stuff.
Art and that.
So that was great. But, yeah, it was interesting, man. I mean, on the ship, I thought I was going to have the big BMCs, which technically I did because it's a lot of InBev stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they had Boddingtons and things like that, which wasn't bad, you know? And I do have to say this. I mean, I don't know if anybody knows this yet or not, but I started writing beer articles just like Spoon is now for a separate website, obviously. You're with the Pittsburgh Examiner.
Well, the Examiner, Pittsburgh.
Examiner, Pittsburgh, what is it?
Okay, I'm on examiner.com, the craft beer examiner.
Yeah, that's it, craft beer examiner,
Basically, I'm the craft beer guy for Pittsburgh.
Yeah, that rocks, man.
But you have a new writing gig.
I do, man. Cranberrypatch.com. It's a local community website where they approached both of us, actually, and want us to write beer articles. But since Spoon was kind of busy with his, I figured, what the hell?
What the hell? Why not?
Yeah. So I got my third article up there now, and it's kind of a good segue because, you know, we're doing beers tonight, obviously.
Right.
And what I talk about in my latest little article, nothing big, 500 words or less kind of a thing. It was kind of a rant, actually.
But it was a good one.
Oh, yeah. When I first got on the ship, I mean, I headed straight for the bars. Like, what can I get? What can I get? I'm going to be on this damn thing for 7 days. And, you know, I was walking by this one bar, and I looked at this tap handle, big green tap handle with a frog on it. I'm like, I don't recognize that.
Please tell me they had Hop and Frog.
No, they didn't.
Oh.
But I'm like, wait a minute. This ship has craft beer. Maybe.
Maybe. it was a pretty handle, you said. So.
I mean, I had my suspicions, you know, because everything else on the ship is InBev beers. But, you know, I asked the bartender, I'm like, what's this? He's like, thirsty dog, man. I'm like, thirsty dog? No, thirsty frog.
Thirsty frog.
Thirsty frog beer.
You're pretty good with that accent, too. I think you spent enough time down there, you picked it up.
Yeah, man. That'll get old quick. But anyway, you know, he said, this is brewed by Carnival Cruise Line specifically for the cruise ships.
Really?
And in my head, I'm calling bullshit on that, because what cruise line is going to take the resources to build a brewery to make one beer for their entire cruise line?
Right.
I mean, they got money, but they're not stupid.
I'm probably contracting that shit out.
Exactly. About the third bar in, I was talking to this dude from Serbia. Awesome guy. And then he's the one that actually told me it was a contract brewed by Budweiser. So I was like,
it happens.
I did drink it. It was a red ale. It wasn't bad, but it wasn't great either, you know? I mean, I tried to stick with it for like a couple days, and after that second day, I just couldn't do it anymore. I'm tired of it really, really quick.
So were there any like high alcohol beers that were on this trip, or were they mostly
not high
like,
alcohol?
Mostly like 4 to 5s.
Yeah. I mean, your typical Bud Miller Coors were there. Then the imports were like Boddington's, which actually, yeah, I drank a lot of that because it wasn't the others.
Yeah, it wasn't the others. Nice.
A lot of Heineken. What else? Coors Light, obviously. Bunch of really expensive mixed drinks in plastic fish and coconuts.
Yeah, but see, this is the only time you can actually drink one of those things and be okay with it. You're on a cruise.
Yeah.
It's the environment.
I bought the big plastic blowfish one because, you know, I went down there with my family, right? And my niece was along. And so I gave her the empty container, this big pink polka-dotted plastic blowfish with a straw sticking out of his mouth.
After Uncle Sick Puppy finished it with all the alcohol.
Yeah, exactly. And I rinsed it out nice and clean.
Come here, little girl.
She dug it. It was cool. But anyway, I did bring some beers back with me.
Ooh.
Not the ones I really, really wanted, but I did bring some beers back with me.
Okay, so what do we have?
Well, let me talk about the ones that I didn't bring with me.
We could.
Those are the ones
just
I...
just taunt me with it. And...
yeah. I mean, the ones I'm going to talk about now are the ones that I really, really, you know, researched before I left. And then...
which, of course, are the ones you couldn't bring back.
Yeah. I mean, it's just a time constraint thing. And we had 6 hours on the island, and I couldn't make it to the brewery. But I was fortunate enough to, while we were waiting to get back on the ship, there was a local lady there with a cooler full of beer selling it to the tourists. So I asked for all three at once. She looked at me kind of funny. Bohemian Brewing and Beverage Company is what I was really, really looking for. They have their brands are Sands and Sands Light, and they have another lager, which the name escapes me. But the one I really, really want to try from them is called Strongback Stout. It's a stout in the Bahamas.
A stout in the Bahamas?
Oh, dude, it was amazing. I wish I could have brought that back for us, but unfortunately I had way too much booze already.
It seems like if you're going to be in the Bahamas, a stout is one of those stouts that's going to be like too heavy for
you. I don't know.
The hot
I mean,
weather.
Like in Jamaica, man, Guinness is a big thing, so... I mean, that Strongback Stout was just amazing. It was a foreign export stout, about 7.5% alcohol. I think it was 7.6. It's like tons of roasted coffee.
Ooh.
And like the back end was real bitter. It was really, really nice.
You know, I guess at nighttime when you're sitting out on the beach, that would be a cool
beer
to have.
Sundown, man, it was great.
Now, did it get really cold there?
No, God, no.
Well, that's what I meant, like at the nighttime, because I know it can be really hot in the day.
It was hot all the time.
Damn.
I missed that.
Fat, sweaty Americans.
But yeah, I mean, those are the beers you can't have spoons, so sorry. I mean, don't feel bad. The Sands and Sands Light were the typical, you know, hot weather lawnmower kind of Pilsner beers.
Right.
But the one that stood out was that Strongback. Hell, I might just take another cruise just to get a case of that.
I thought about taking another trip to St. Lucia just so I could bring back some beers.
Yeah, hell yeah.
And the
cruises are cheap, dude.
Well, and the beers weren't even that good that I had, but it was good for the island.
In Rome, right?
Exactly. And that's kind of the theme for what we want to touch on tonight, too.
Yeah, and exactly. And that's why I kind of brought up my little writing gig, too, because my next article is going to be about just that. So, and we'll post links to both of our written word pages in the show notes for you guys.
But it's in the show notes. And also, if you check out the About Us, our profiles, we have links on there also.
Right on. But if you want to check out the Bohemian Brewing and Beverage Company, it's www.bohemianbrewery.com. I have a really creepy, creepy movie at the very beginning of that page. It's a little weird. You got these like plastic Jamaican people puppet things talking about the beers.
You're talking like Saw weird or like a horror film?
Like Barbie doll kind of Jamaican people that are animated.
Like Bollywood? Would it be like a Bollywood type movie?
No. You have to see it for yourself, okay. Man. It's we'll just weird. It's a little creepy. But then I had a surprise down there too, dude. When I was in the Grand Turk, my brother and my dad wanted to stop at Margaritaville.
Oh, shit.
I know. But I'm like, hey, it's a bar. What the, Landshark lager everywhere.
Oh, yeah. That's his beer.
Yeah. But right next to the Landshark lager, they had one called Turkhead.
Turkhead?
Turkhead.
Nice name.
The first thing I thought in my head was, hey, Dickhead? Like the beer called Dickhead? But it was a Pilsner made with honey.
Really?
I've seen some really bad reviews on it online, but again, man, you're in the Bahamas, man. It's
Pilsner with honey.
It's 100 degrees outside. I liked it. I mean, yeah, I drank a Landshark, because they were drinking one, but actually my dad bought the first round, so I had to drink a Landshark.
Oh, yeah, you can't turn it
away. Can't turn that down. But then, I'm like, I'm buying the next round because I really want to try that Turkhead. I mean, it wasn't nothing special, but for what was available down there, it was actually enjoyable. It's got a real low bitterness to it, kind of that thin malt, kind of moderate alcohol kind of beer. And I think that was, it's a session beer. I think it was about, 4.5%, 5%.
I just can't picture a Pilsner with honey, though.
Yeah, you couldn't taste any honey at all. So I don't know.
Maybe they just put it on the label to seem exotic.
Exactly. It did get a C+ on Beer Advocate.
Hey, that's passing.
Yeah, and it's typical for that style of beer, I guess. You'll see that often in those on those websites.
So what's this first one that we have here sitting in front of us?
Well, I thought it was Kalik.
Which I would probably call it Kalik. That's what.
Then a local corrected me.
Ooh, and that's always good.
Yeah, he's like, it's like click, 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 Kalik, Kalik. It's Kalik.
Kalik, okay.
I'm like, I get it, it's Kalik. This is a premium quality beer of the Bahamas. Now, full disclosure, this is brewed by a company that's owned by Heineken. Although, it's not Heineken, so let's get that out of the way.
Now, one thing I want to bring up, too, when he put this bottle down in front of me, it is so clear that I have a piece of paper behind it, and I can read it.
Yeah, it's a thin beer.
Well, I mean, it's a little warped because of the shape of the glass, but yeah, I can see right through it. I don't even think too many American beers that I've seen were actually
It looks pretty thin, man.
Actually, you know what's this thin or pretty close to it? I had while you were
Miller
gone,
High Life.
No, I had the Icy Light Mango.
Oh God, dude!
Which I'm coming up. I'm writing the review on it right now, and the best way to put it is it's Zima. It's like Zima made a comeback.
That's horrific. I hear it's actually a little bit popular. So.
Well, I was at the Pirates game a couple weeks ago, and everybody was drinking it.
Yeah,
so I don't know if they had a promotion or what, but yeah, it's very heavy on the mango. It smells awesome because the mango aroma is awesome. The taste was straight up Zima with a Jolly Rancher in it,
and God.
I was like, oh, this is horrible.
I can see how people would like that though. I don't know.
Chicks were digging it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you know what? That's the market for it.
Yeah, college people and stuff maybe.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Well, it's cheap and it's a little fruity and
right.
Whatever.
It's summertime kind of thing, I guess. I don't know. I just don't get it myself.
I guess that's the way Icy wants to start going. So, more power to them.
Yeah, they're making money again. What the hell?
Yeah.
I mean, the Kalik here got a C- on Beer Advocate. And the Heineken brewery that's down in the Bahamas is called Commonwealth Brewery Limited. And they make a couple down there, which we're going to have the other one next.
Brewed from the finest selected malt and hops.
That's available in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
And this is all we can get, so. Here, dude, have the butt plug / bottle opener.
Have you read the description on the back of this bottle yet?
Actually, no, I have not.
For over two centuries, the Bahamas has celebrated the festival of Junkanoo. Wow, nice. With a distinctive click, click sound of cowbells.
That's why he said click to me twice.
Click, click. Yeah, the sound of cowbells.
Wow, I just now got what he was talking about.
Colorful handmade costumes and a celebration that lasts till dawn. All right, so they like the party. Today the party continues with Kalik beer, brewed from the finest selected malt, hops, and pure water. Kalik, the sound of great-tasting beer.
Kalik, Kalik.
Kalik, Kalik.
And I also now get it, too. If you look at the logo, it's two glasses clinking together, like Kalik, Kalik.
Ah. All right, so wait, it says, best before
guess I should
day,
pay attention.
See shoulder of the bottle. Oh, there we go. So we have to drink it by 11:11.
11:11.
All right, we're still good then.
God, we got to chug this now. Yeah, open yours up, brother. Wow, that pours very clear. Tons of carbonation on this too, man.
Oh my God, look at that thing. Look at that.
You know what it smells like?
What?
Yellow fizzy beer.
I thought you were going to say mellow yellow.
No. They call me mellow yellow. Wow, that. You do get a shot of that. You can see right through her.
And it is fitting that we are drinking this on quite possibly one of the hottest nights in Pennsylvania. It is so sticky out.
Yeah, I mean, I thought this was a great idea. I mean, I'm coming back from the Bahamas in all hot weather, and it just got me thinking, Spoon, you know, does a person's beer taste change depending on your environment? That's really what we wanted to touch on tonight. I mean, these aren't normally beers that I would seek out, to be honest with you. And
oh my God, this takes me back. You know what this smells like to me?
To me, it smells like adjuncts. If you don't know what adjuncts are, it's what the big boys use, you know, to save money. Corn in their beer, rice in their beer.
Now, I'm going to put this in your head. This smells like Old Milwaukee.
I don't get that. I get corn.
This smells like, no. Oh,
you know what this reminds me of almost? That Ed Hardy beer I drank. It's got that corn smell to it.
This smells like Genesee that my one uncle drinks.
Actually, I get that. Now that you say that,
yeah,
I'm with you.
This is my.
Oh my God, that does smell like Genesee.
This is my childhood memory of what beer was, because that's all my uncles used to drink. Because my uncles were, when I was growing up, they were like in their 60s, they're now in their 80s. So,
all right. Cheers, brother. Wow, that's thin. I mean, the head on mine went away, like, immediately.
Wow, yeah, that's... This is taking me back to when I was 12, stealing beer.
Yeah. You know what, though? I mean, I highly expected this to taste exactly like a macro. It doesn't. I get the adjuncts in it, do you? You get that corn?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you definitely get the corn out of this. But, wow, you know what,
that though? Pale malt and corn, you know, adjuncts is all it tastes like. But... it's good. It's not horrible.
This is lawnmower. I mean, absolutely lawnmower beer.
In a good way.
It's actually kind of refreshing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's light. It's refreshing.
Now, see, it's one of those, though, where it's hot and sticky out right now, so this is really
it's
refreshing.
Perfect, man.
This is a good beer to have right now. Now, like, say if you drink this in the wintertime or even early spring,
it's a good session beer. It's definitely easily chuggable.
I'm amazed at how clear this is.
I know. And look at the bubbles, too, man. It's got decent carbonation to it. I mean, the initial head dissipated pretty fast, but it's still bubbling.
Now, see, I'm drinking this out of the nice Sam Adams
glass. Yeah, yours has gone crazy compared to mine.
But see, it's the design of the glasses, yeah. So you actually get to see
that
how it's supposed
bottom
to work.
Is what does that.
Yeah, look at that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
It's almost like a little lava lamp thing going on. It's not bad.
No,
bad. It's definitely not bad.
I mean, it's not the best beer I ever had, but...
this is what I would drink while I'm playing softball.
Yeah. If you're an active sports enthusiast, I think this would be good. It won't weigh you down at all, man.
Well, define active. Like, do I have to do a lot while I'm playing it, or is it just the fact that I'm
you're
playing
outside
sport?
All day, yeah. And you're hanging out on the bench.
This is one of those, though, you know, when you're drinking, you're in your mind, you're thinking... I'm not supposed to like this beer. I'm a craft beer fan, but it's...
well, technically, it is a craft beer, but I would say maybe, I don't know, a local macro.
Craft beer enthusiast, though, would be like, no, don't even try that crap, right. Whatever. And this
and
is
if
one
you
of
look at a lot of reviews on Beer Advocate, they say that.
Yeah.
This is a macro beer. Yeah, they write it off immediately because of who brews it.
But the thing, too, as a craft beer fan, you shouldn't also just disregard a beer because of the style like this.
Right.
Because it is a style.
Dude, Thirsty Frog, I drank that for 2 days. I knew it was from Budweiser. Give it a shot. Whatever.
We're not saying you should start drinking Budweiser now.
No,
we're
just saying, you know,
be open-minded to the
exactly.
That's be open-minded to the style, because you know, for the style that this beer is, it's nailing it. I mean, it is decent.
That's one of the points that I touched on in my latest article too, dude. Is I talked about that Thirsty Frog, and about how, you know, them big boys don't actually tell you that they're brewing it.
Oh yeah, they don't want you to know.
Yeah, trying to make themselves. Oh, look at this craft beer on the ship. Made by Budweiser.
Now, I can't squint enough, but this thing did win 4 awards. But yeah, this is not a bad beer.
No, not at all, man. I mean, there isn't really much to say about it. I mean, it's pretty...
Where's your cap at?
My cap is right here, and there's stuff underneath it.
Mine says, enter grand prize draw.
That's what mine says, too.
But what is the grand prize draw? We don't know.
Do they not have enough room to write drawing? Or do they run out of cash for the printer?
But there's... See, that's the other thing, too, is there's no website on here. So like, how are you supposed to know what to do with it? You could probably look it up online, I'm sure, but like on the bottle itself, if you're going to run a promotion like this...
I think if you just Google Commonwealth Brewery Limited, you're going to find Calic, Calic Light, and two or three others that they brew.
Pardon me while I get all markety, but that's critiquing. That's what I do. Yeah, there should be something on here that has like their website address.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not a very big fan of the color of the font that they use, because it's gold on blue, and it's very...
I kind
of
like it. It's islandy.
Yeah, but it's tough to read.
But, speaking of the islands and the Bahamas, and I come out with a shitload of booze, dude.
Did you bring back a Kelbel?
I did not.
Damn.
But I did want to mention, we kind of started off the show tonight to get in the mood, you know, the whole... tropical feel.
To get in the sexy mood for this sexy show.
Yeah, I brought back some Bombara Rum 8-Year Reserve and did a shot of that before the show.
Yeah.
It was good, man.
We shot rum.
It was smooth, man.
That wasn't a smart idea.
That's the only way I'll do it.
So that was good. I liked it.
Yeah, dude. I would recommend that. If anybody goes on a cruise to the Bahamas, man.
It was smooth.
I mean, it's available everywhere down there because, you know, Heineken brews it, so it's pretty much mass-produced.
Well, I like the fact that it didn't really have any bite to it. I mean, it was very
smooth. That's what I love about it. There's no, like, really bad aftertaste you get from the typical macro pilsner.
Actually, I kind of have, like, a watery aftertaste. Yeah,
but I do get that corn smell right off. You know what I mean? It's not, like, heavy corn like that friggin' Ed Hardy crap was. That was cream corn. But, I mean, you can tell it's a adjunct beer.
Well, plus you're not a douchebag. That's why you don't drink Ed Hardy beers.
Well, thank you.
Well, you are, but you're not that big of a one.
The aroma smelled like loneliness and despair.
Welcome to the Jersey Shore.
Look at my cool shirt, man.
I got gold chains.
All right, dude, next beer in hand.
This is pretty. I really
it's a total eclipse of the heart.
Oh, Christ.
You guys will get that in just a second.
I really dig the whole... wow, that is an eclipse on the bottle. I had to turn to the side.
Yeah, it's a solar eclipse, dude.
My fingers were covering the other side. I'm like, holy shit, that is an eclipse.
A little hop cone down at the bottom. I like the label. It's nice.
So the beer is Eclipse Beer.
Premium quality and full strength.
I don't know what that's supposed to mean. You know what?
Brewed in the Bahamas. This is a all-natural Eclipse Beer is what we're drinking next.
There's no other stickers or anything on this.
No, it's just that one label, and on the top it says Eclipse.
You don't usually see that.
And I'm not sure what the ABV on this. It says full strength, so I'm going to actually double check that here
real quick. It's probably 5.
I know, yeah. I'm guessing it's a session beer, but...
You drink beer stronger than 5? Oh, you crazy Americans.
I should have brought some Dogfish 120 down there for the locals.
Yeah, good luck finding that.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we have our stash coming in from a very good friend of ours.
Yes.
So we're covered, but unfortunately... other people aren't, and it's such a rare beer this year that it's... I mean, that's why we're picking up 2 bottles, one so we could drink.
Yeah,
and
Western
one
PA. Well, at least Vencini got 24 cases of it, and that all went to the 6-pack shops.
Yeah, so good luck finding it, unless you know somebody. Which we knew somebody out on the other side of the state who's bringing it in for us.
Yeah, boy.
And somehow he got 2 cases of it. I love it. The Sheet.
Thanks, The Sheet.
You're the man.
You are the man.
We appreciate it. And you probably also appreciate the fact that we also get you drunk every time you're here.
So. Dude, I did not know this. I thought this was just another... I mean, it's labeled as a adjunct beer, but...
It's a cool-looking bottle, though.
It's kind of short. I mean, it's 12 ounces, but it's that stubby bottle kind of look to it.
Well, you know what? The thing, too, is the brown tint in the glass is different. than like what we're used to. It actually has a nice little haze to it.
Purple haze, man.
Purple haze, yeah. Oh, this is cool. I definitely dig the label. We'll have pictures of this posted too, but I'm also kind of concerned.
I'm excited to see or try this one.
I'm thinking you're going to tell me that there's something with orange in it because the part of the eclipse looks like orange.
I know.
On it.
I thought the same thing, dude. Exact same thing. ABV question mark. Damn it.
Nobody even knows.
Damn it, damn it, damn it. And I did get a C on Beer Advocate.
All right, let's make it up then.
It's 200% alcohol, and you can't get it. We have it.
And we're going to chug it.
The spoon lies. He chokes.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that worked for me.
Hey, screw it. I'm going to open mine. This is supposed to be similar to in style to the Kalik.
I just had to double check to make sure it wasn't a twist off, because we have a history of doing that.
I'm actually shocked that they're not.
Ooh, that sounded good.
This looks like strangely like the last beer.
Dude, this is... Wow, look how clear that is.
Yeah.
Incredibly clear.
The head retention is about the same as a Kalik.
Wow. This is amazing.
I get less of that corn adjunct smell on this one.
It's definitely not as strong as the other one.
No, not at all, man. I mean, the head on mine disappeared instantly, but look at the glass difference, man. I mean, you got that Sam Adams glass, your head.
Yeah, so it's gonna force a head on
it. You know, I mean, that says a lot about that stupid glass, too. You think it's bullshit? Look at that, it's keeping the head.
Oh, yeah.
Carbonation is way better in that thing compared to mine. I'm just using a regular Pilsner glass. I'm starting to pick up more of that corn.
Oh, my God.
It's nowhere near as strong as the first one.
Yeah, this is good. Again, it's very smooth. They did a good job with the malts on this.
Dude, you just hit the nail right on the head. Because I was thinking this is going to be no different than the Kalik. Way more malt taste in this one. I'm sorry, heavy, but more than the first. You still get that adjunct flavor. Mm. It's still light and crisp, but there's a little bit more malt bite to it.
I'm getting a little bit more bitterness to it.
Yeah, yeah. Oh my God, you can actually taste the hops in this one.
You can. That's what's surprising me with this.
I actually like this one better. I mean, there's a fine line between those two, honestly. But I would probably buy this one before I buy the Kalik. But, I mean, spoon overall, I mean, which one do you think you like better? I mean, if you're comparing the two, I think this one's a bit heavier in flavor as far as a little bit more malt to it. I don't want to say there's a ton of malt in there because there isn't. But there's definitely a distinct difference, is there not?
This one definitely has more malt to it.
Yeah, I agree. Totally agree.
I would still take the Kalik as more of my session beer, like if I'm out, like you said, outside doing work.
Yeah.
This one is like towards the end of the night.
I mean, they're both good beers. I mean, they have their place, I guess, but so far, 2 for 2, and I mean, we both have to keep in mind that we're reviewing these specific beers for a specific reason.
It's actually not that bad. I love the malt in this, though.
You know what?
That's what I'm digging.
You know what I have stuck in my head right now? And our younger listeners aren't going to get this. You might not even get this.
What?
I have a Y&T song stuck in my head from the 80s. Summertime Girls. Remember that?
No.
No? See, yeah.
No. You're old. You're old,
oh,
dude.
Oh, God, I'm old. Hey, if the first person to post that video on the Should I Drink That Facebook page, I'll send you an Erie Brewing bottle opener. If you know what the hell song I'm talking about. There you go.
There you go. There's the first prize of the night.
Validate my old age, please. Yeah, but overall, dude, I mean, I might even actually buy both of these beers together and just share them. You know what I mean?
It's not bad. It's given the style that it's actually better than I think most people have in their minds for this style.
Both of these are way better than I expected. I expected Shitsville.
You expected Shitsville?
I expected Shitsville for both of these.
If you knew this was like, if you're a craft beer fan,
okay,
and you know that this is like a Heineken beer, you're probably not going to try it. Because in your mind, you're thinking it's right. Heineken. And you're thinking, okay, you know, mass marketing, that whole thing.
Right.
But if you don't, if you go in and say, I'm not going to tell you who makes this, try it and let me know what you think.
Yeah.
I people definitely like this. Now, not all craft beer fans are against Heineken, but there's that whole elitism thing that people are like, oh, Heineken.
It's a Pilsner style, though, man. So if you're a beer snob, geek, whatever, you got to respect that style. And it's just, for me, it's where you're at when you're drinking that particular beer.
Exactly.
That's
my it's all about the
main
moment.
Point. Exactly.
And that's the thing.
Environment, the atmosphere, the weather.
Yeah, the weather. I mean, that's the whole thing with craft beer and beer in general, actually, is
sure.
It's about your experience with it. It's not, you know, it's not about the snobby, you know, the pretentiousness of,
right.
Oh, I'm drinking a better beer because it's made with blah, 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 blah. You know, screw that.
Yeah.
It's all about the moment that you're in. If you're having a kick-ass day and you have a beer that goes with it, you're always going to associate that beer with that moment.
Sure. This is actually it for the beers I could bring back. I kind of wanted to keep the theme here. So our next beers are going to be that, you know, hot weather kind of theme still.
This next one is kind of scary.
Palma Luca, baby.
Palma Luca from Brazil.
Stranger, Hog Dog. If you're listening to this show, what the hell's Palma Luca mean? I have no idea. I mean, like I said before, the beers that I brought back, that was it. Couldn't bring it back anymore because I brought back a shitload of booze. But I was at the number one beer store in the world today.
Vintage Estate.
Vintage Estate. Wine. Beer and wine and beer. Beer and wine. And I kind of want to get more beers and with along that same theme, right? And I've never seen this one before, and I was really intrigued. It's from Brazil. Palma Luca. This one scares me. Only because the brothers gave it a D+. Yeah. This is the Kaiser Brewery, or forgive me, I'm going to butcher the shit out of this, Cervejaria Kaiser, which translates to Kaiser Brewery. I guess Cervejaria is brewery. Cervejaria. Cervejaria? Cervejaria? I don't know. I tend to butcher a lot of the foreign beer names.
We'll go with that.
This is a German Pilsner, which makes sense because in that region of the world, they're heavily influenced by German brewers. It's only 4.5% ABV. You ready to crack this open, dude?
I'm afraid.
I know, so am I. But, you know, we've been here before. Pleasantly surprised by other people's crappy opinions. We'll see.
Well, see, and that's the thing, too, is we use Beer Advocate and Rate Beer as kind of... They don't make our decisions up
there. No, not at all. Not at all.
It's just to see how others have experienced
sure.
Here.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, we're getting an influx of jackasses on a lot of these sites that are bashing it just so that they could race their rankings.
Right. And to me, a C rating isn't a bad rating.
Yeah, we just look at it just
it's an average rating. Yeah. This one got a D+, so a lot of people didn't like this one. Wow, carbonation on that one. Dude, by the way, it's a twist-off.
It's a twist-off, yes.
Okay. All right, man. Pour that bad boy. It looks just as light as the other ones,
yeah.
Man. There's a theme here.
Light beers.
Dude, I got no aroma from this at all.
Zero. No, you know what I have?
Zero.
Yeah, zero. There we go. It's the new zero beer. New from your latest back row, zero beer.
Brazil Palma Luca Zero.
Casca Zero.
That's what I was thinking too when I said that.
All right. Let's do the cheers on this
thing. All right, brother. Tits and ass.
All right.
Oh, by the way, you know, speaking of tits and ass, my glass is perfect for that toast tonight.
I think that's what Miss Evil looks like in the tiki chat. Oh, dear
Lord. We took pictures of my glass earlier. It's a beautiful thing. What do you think, brother?
Yeah.
I was laughing so hard to back away from the mic so I'd like blow anybody's eardrums out.
I don't know.
Really? I hope the D+ thing didn't put anything bad in your head.
No, it don't. Fuck.
I've tried to get a laughing spoon, man. Oh, that's great. All right, here we go. My turn.
Drink it.
Really? And now I don't want to.
I don't like this.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's bad.
Oh, this is bad.
I can finish this, but would I ever buy this again?
Oh, God,
fuck no.
Oh. I don't, okay.
This is the one, I mean, we talked about the first two, right?
We have to say why we don't like
without this. Without that bad aftertaste, this has that aftertaste. That skunky, I don't want to even say skunky, it's not skunky, it's just, what is that?
Funk of 40,000 years. You know who we should send this to? We should send this over to the guys at Aleheads. I want their opinion on this.
By the way, never mind, Hog Dog. It's written in English on the top of the bottle. Palma Luca is wild palm.
Shit. I don't know what the hell this stuff is.
Shit.
I guess I shouldn't say that I'm going to send the guys at Aleheads shitty beer.
Escape to palmaluca.com. PalmaLouca.com.
As you would say, Christ on a crutch.
I mean,
this is bad beer. Sorry. Phil at Vintage Estate, number one beer store in the world. Just so you know, you have this price right at $1.69.
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't want to really like hammer it because I bet people will like this.
No.
But after having them first two, dude, this is just.
This is bad.
I don't even know how to describe that taste. There's a funk to it. It's not skunk.
It's
not malt. Not corn. It's not adjunct. It's something.
It's bitter malt. It's making me pucker.
It's a German Pilsner, but this is a bad German Pilsner.
Christ. By the way, you can visit our friends at aleheads.com. I gotta get the plug in there for them while I'm talking about those fuckers. Oh, man. Yeah. Christ.
Imported by Eurobrew Incorporated, Ashland. Ugh. That's not good.
Quick summary. Hey, don't buy this shit.
Yeah, thumbs down on the Palmaluca.
Normally,
but again, try it for yourself. You might dig it. I don't like it.
And if you do, look at your significant other and tell them to just slap you in the face. This is bad. This makes my mouth hurt.
Just kick them right in the nuptials.
Oh, God.
Dude, and you know what's worse?
What?
Now that you've drank half that glass down... You get a little more aroma from it because it's, you know, shooting up the glass. You know, you get that aroma funnel. Now smell it. It's worse. What is that?
I feel like Vincent Price should be doing the play-by-play of this.
I can't even describe what it is because I can't place it. I mean, how do you describe suck? Well, other than... But that's a whole different episode and podcast.
I have no idea to describe this besides it sucks. I think we should just chug it. Let's get to the next one.
We'll chug it?
Oh, yeah, we both. Thumbs down, you?
Thumbs down, brother. Well, we haven't done that in a long time, have we?
So you know what that means. Fuck it, chug it. Ah, Christ. Oh, that's so bad. That is so bad.
That's a horrible beer.
It's like somebody just kicked my kid's puppy. Oh, it's bad. That was just...
Oh, even chugging that was worse.
Oh, that was brutal.
Yeah. That... I mean, I actually want people to go out and hunt this down and try it for themselves because I can't describe it. I know... My palate knows what's wrong with it, but I just can't put it into words because I can't pinpoint it. I don't know what it is.
Just bad beer, dude.
I mean, it says wild palm, but I highly doubt they're using palm in the beer. Dude, I got it. I know the word I was looking for.
What is it?
It still doesn't describe it 100%, but it's closer to what I was thinking. Stale.
Stale? There, I can't.
It's not skunked.
It's stale.
It's stale. Ugh. Aged more than it should be, maybe, kind of a thing.
Aged. There you go.
I'm trying to be polite. I mean, you get that doughy malt to it, and a little bit of that grass with the malt. Oh, it's... I just... I almost want to revisit this one because I can't describe it to our fans, man, to our listeners. I mean, are you seriously calling this mess a German Pilsner? I don't get it.
On behalf of my German heritage, I'd like to go kick the ass out of anybody who drinks this and likes it. Actually, I want to kick the ass of the people that made it because this is bad.
Oh, my God.
Christ. Let's get this thing. Let's get it
off. It's watery.
Get it out of the studio.
You know, seriously, dude, screw it. We chugged that one. I have another beer we can maybe redeem ourselves with.
Let's do one more beer, but seriously, I want a shot.
You want one right now?
Shot! Yes, let's do a shot while we're talking to people.
All right, now, why don't you talk to the people while I go prepare that for us.
So
give me your glass as well, because I'll rinse that shit out of our glass.
Good, because I have stuff to say here.
Roll with it, brother.
All right, so all you guys out there that are listening right now, and ladies too, of course. So,
hey, ladies!
Oh, Christ, I knew that was coming. So, you may have noticed that our shows have been not as frequent as in past years. And there's a good reason for that. First of all, I had a kid and bought a house. Puppy's been kicking ass with his job. So yeah, our time's been very limited. And there's also more distance between us right now. So actually what we're going to be doing, we've been trying to figure out like a very good plan for how we could work this out. We're tossing around the idea of doing a weekly, bi-weekly show, and here's where you guys come in. We're going to harness the power of social media, because that's the shit that pays my bills, and we want you guys to, of course, join us on Facebook right now, facebook.com/shouldidrinkthat. And we're going to start posting pictures of us while we're recording. We want to try doing it Saturday nights, probably about 11 o'clock or so, because I got to get my kids to bed and showered and all that shit. So, but we want to know what you guys want us to drink. If there's a beer in your area that we can get, or if we can, if you want to send it to us, that's fantastic also. We'll let you know how to send it to us. But what we're going to try doing is you can join us. Actually, while we're going to be doing shows, we have to. There's a couple more technical details we have to work out here so we can get to work right and actually sound decent and not sound like some hack piece of shit. So, stay tuned. We're going to have a few more shows coming up here, but yeah, we're definitely working on this, and it's going to be very cool. It's more chance for you guys to actually talk to us while we're recording, which we've never really let people do that before, but we figured, you know what, screw it. This is all about having a good time, and we want you to have that ability. So the other thing you could do, too, is jump on Google Plus if you get the chance. If you have an invite, look for us. Just look up Should I Drink That? That's the official show page right now. The thing is, with Google Plus, they're still new. They're still rolling out stuff. So what we've done is we set up a fake person account because there's no business page. But what you could do is there's a video chat. So you'll be able to chat with us while we're reviewing everything. And we can only have a max of 10 people for right now, but we're going to see how this works out. If you guys have any questions for us or stuff you want to see, send it to us, webmaster@shouldidrinkthat.com. Or actually, go to our Facebook page, because we're going to start using that a hell of a lot more. Tag your photos of good beer you drink, of bad beer you drink, actually. Throw us in there, too. Whatever. We don't care.
Everything you drink. Well, except for the obvious ones.
We sat down and we hashed out what we want to do with the show. And where it's going to go forward, because we've been doing this for 5 years now. And, it's been the same. We'll talk about beers, review them, and then shit happens, whatever. But we think with a bi-weekly or a weekly or bi-weekly show, we'll be able to get fresher news out to you guys, more stuff that's going on even locally for us. So, check us out on Facebook for right now. Go there, like I said, facebook.com. Should I drink that?
Try new things again, and
it's going to pick up.
We want you guys involved.
Yeah, and like I said, the reason why we had such a break is
because you're the only damn friends I have.
I have no friends.
I'm but kidding. You.
But the main thing though was we had a lot going on personally, just with our home lives and stuff like that. And now we're ready to rock and roll. And
yeah, man,
and we got HD cameras.
We want you guys involved, and we're going to try and step it up as much as we can.
The HD cameras are fucking sweet. We've got like three of them. They're awesome. I love it.
And we're no Tiki Bar TV, but, We do what we can afford.
We're going to have some fun. So, anyways, hey, puppy, let's do some shots.
Yeah, dude. I mean, just on pouring them shots, the whole room smells like rum right now. And this, again, is the Bambara 8-Year Reserve. I like this rum, dude. And Spoon, you know me. I'm not a rum guy. I'm not. But this, I mean, it goes down nice, man.
Are you ready for some shots? Okay, so, hey, Puffy.
hey, what?
We got shots.
Yeah, I know. The whole fucking room smells like rum right now, dude.
Sweet, sweet, delicious rum.
Yeah, but this isn't a bad rum. I don't mean to sound that in a bad way. Cheers, brother.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
As we drink this from our local, now defunct, Nick's Fat City shot glasses.
Oh, wow, that's awesome. That was good. That was tasty. That warms the cockles of my heart.
It does indeed. Yeah, that's smooth. So right in the back end, you're like, oh, that's rum.
Oh, rum, I love you. Rummy, ooh. Rum. Wow, that's...
And they had the regular Bambara for like, I think it was $20. And the 8-year of that same rum was like $26. I'm like, I think I'm going to get the reserve. It's a cool bottle, too. We'll post pictures of it. All right, man. You ready to try this last redeeming beer?
That is just... That is so
it kind of lingers, doesn't it?
It's warm and refreshing.
It is. It warms the cockles of my heart.
It does.
But, dude, I hope I can pronounce this next beer right. I'm kind of sticking with the, I guess you could say, tropical. Warm weather beers, you know, that's the whole theme. And the final beer of the evening.
You know what? That's the other thing we have to upgrade to is we got to figure out something to do here for a final beer.
You mean like the...
Blah, 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 final beer.
Yeah,
blah,
that thing, yeah. Blah, 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 blah. An audio clip.
Yeah, if anybody has a band and they want to record a final beer thing, it only has to be like 15 seconds.
Yeah.
Actually, 10 seconds, 10 to 15.
Yeah.
So what is this? Holy Jesus.
I think it's pronounced Quilms.
See, this looks like something that...
It's a cerveza.
Yeah. Wow. Okay, so this looks like it's going to be bad, just based on the artwork. It's $1.89. I'm not going to take that into consideration though, because we have gotten some really good beers at very inexpensive prices from Phil.
Yeah, exactly.
It is 4.9% alcohol by volume. Wow, I don't know. Something about this label just really makes me angry. And you know what? I realize what it is now. It's besides the fact that we've been doing shots of rum.
It says Argentina's favorite beer.
It's the font that they use. It makes it look like the 80s, so I feel like I should have like a white suit jacket and red t-shirt on underneath it.
Zoot suit.
I'm not a zoot suit rider. Oh, screw it. All right, I got to find out if this thing is a twist. Hold on. Ow! No.
Nope.
Yeah, learn the hard way. Dedicate my... things I do for you people. The sacrifices I make.
Ooh. Wow, that popped.
That sounds good. There you go. You can have the official SIDT butt plug bottle opener.
Burping rum is bad.
Yes, it is. It burns. Oh, actually, this one...
You got to kind of pour it aggressively to get a head on it.
Yeah, sure. That's actually very nice gold. That's a very good golden color to it. Golden hue. A little side note for those of you who don't know. Sick Puppy and I both went to art school together.
Yes, we did. At least one of us finished.
Oh, yeah. Graduated college, too. That's the other thing that happened. Forgot about that.
Long story for me.
Oh, college. Yeah. That was fun.
Imported by some distributor in Florida.
Some pissed off dude in Florida who came across on a raft. And...
You know, I'd like to tell you what's on the label, but it's all in Portuguese.
It's a little sweet.
Did you try it?
No, I'm like the nose is a little sweet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Right off the bat, you can tell the sweetness and the aroma.
It's actually not that. It doesn't smell that bad. It doesn't smell like funk.
Again, just like the last one, I'm terrified because I get no aroma from it, much at all.
Oh,
got a C- on Beer Advocate.
I like the sound of the clinking. Indeed. The clinking drink, Jeffrey T.
Clunking drunk.
Clunking drunk. Yes. No copyright issues there. Ooh.
It's better than the last one.
I think the shots of rum helped this one out. That might be the only saving grace for it.
Me no likey. Oh,
this is bad.
Well, we started off good.
This is bitter.
It's grainy.
It's
is that a good description?
It's actually, it seems a little chewy, which is odd.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, that's a good way to describe it. It's chewy.
I don't know if they just, if it's, they screwed up the malt on this thing, but it's chewy.
I mean, it's definitely macro tasting, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Very light malt presence, but you get that corn again, but you don't get that corn aroma like the first couple.
No.
A little bit of bitterness, but nothing to scream about.
It's ass, that's for sure.
It's acidic.
This is
it's
ass.
Acidic and bland. I would definitely drink this Quilmes over the last one.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely better than the last one.
Yeah, it's definitely better than the last one. If we were looking at a ranking of all of them, which we don't usually like to do because only hose heads with craft beer podcast will do stuff like that.
I think this is where we're going to differ on this one because I think Eclipse is my favorite.
Let's see. I'll tell you
the Kalik, close second. That's a fine line for me between those two, but I like that malt kick of the Eclipse more than the Kalik.
I'll tell you why.
The Kalik had, I'm sorry.
I'll take the Kalik first because that reminds me most of Pinton.
Nice.
And, you see, I can do an accent when I want to.
Well, the Pinton, does it actually taste like the Kalik?
Yeah, it's close to
it. Cool.
Yeah, it's close to that. And then I do Eclipse. Then this Q80s beer thing.
Quilmes.
Yeah, but that
Quilmes,
that Palma Luca.
That was a fail for the evening, dude.
That's something, you know what?
That was bad.
If you had more of that, I would go outside and throw it at your neighbor's house.
That's something when I was younger, I'd like drive down the road and throw it at street signs, smash them against some stop signs.
That's about the only use for Palma Luca.
Oh, man.
I don't even use, you know what? It's bad beer. So, puppy.
So, dude, me, it's Eclipse, and then Kalik. I'm not even putting that Palma Luca shit in the mix. It's out.
I say we send out the craft beer radio.
Here, have the leftovers.
Whoa. Be cultural, motherfuckers.
Damn. I mean, we started out good, and then it just all went downhill. Not show-wise, but beer-wise.
Not show-wise, too. We suck. You know what? We've done like 71. Actually, we've done 75. There's four shows that have never aired because we.
Yeah. Don't. Yeah.
But shit happens. Whatever.
And we're either unhappy with them or the audio just fucking totally destroyed.
And if you think our audio sucks now, imagine what the other shows sound like. But no, it's. Fuck. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah. The bad beers will do that to you, dude.
But no, I'm glad you brought these out because this is the time of year when people should be looking for.
Yeah, I mean, the bottom line is, you know, it's summertime. Try beers that are lighter. Try beers that you haven't tried before. Refreshing, light, Pilsner style beers.
And here's where Spoon goes off on a small rant.
Ooh, small rant?
Small
rant. I like big rants.
Everything I do is big, but we're going to do a small one. You like that?
Not really.
Here's my thing, especially with the summertime, is there's a very big problem with...
Summertime girls. Da, 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 da. Remember, post that video on our Facebook page, and I will send you some free shit.
We have a very bad problem with elitism right now in the craft beer community. And honestly, it's...
Amen.
It's pissing us off. Here's the deal. And people get upset when we say this, and, well, quite frankly, we don't give a fuck because this is our show. We can say whatever we want. Here's my stance on this whole thing. Drink whatever the hell you like.
Mm-hmm.
And this is about you. This isn't about what other people will think of you while you're drinking. Drink whatever the hell you like. There's a lot of people in the Pittsburgh craft beer community that get pissed off at us because we don't like certain beers or we do like certain beers. But you know what? It's about you. It's not about them. Screw them.
Personal taste, bottom line.
I get enough.
We're here to show you guys beers and introduce you to new beers or new styles, and then you go from there, man. You know what I mean? It's all about you after that.
There's a gentleman that's been on our show. His name's Hart. And he's a beer snob, and he's very intelligent with craft beer.
Yeah,
he's a very smart guy.
Sure.
And him and I, dude. Him and I butt heads on certain beers, but we also get along with a lot of stuff.
But in a respectful way.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
And this is one of the things I love about talking with the craft beer people, especially with Hart,
yes.
is he's passionate about the styles he likes. I'm passionate about the styles I like. But you know what? The two of us can sit down and have a beer and have a good time.
Right.
And that's what it's about, because you know what? Not everyone's going to like what you like. You have your own
right.
flavor profiles. I have mine. If you don't like what I like, I don't care.
You know, I rag on a guy at work all the time because he likes Pacifico a lot.
Well, that guy's just a dumbass.
But I rag on him because, you know, we're friends. And that's what friends do. Make fun of each other, right?
Yeah.
I mean, if he likes Pacifico, great. That's awesome. And maybe he's getting something that I don't get. You know what I mean? You know,
try the beers and find out what your flavor profile is.
Try that damn
Palma Luca
shit. If you like it,
great.
Awesome.
Great, because somebody's going to finally buy the stock.
Except for Butternuts. If you like that, die in a fire.
Yeah, fuck Butternuts.
I love that running joke. It's fucking great. But, you know, just because we don't like a beer doesn't mean you shouldn't try it. That's the thing.
The whole thing with if you're checking out beer blogs and all that stuff is
those are people's opinions.
Yeah, it's just an
it's
opinion.
Like Fox News, CNN. What people don't get about that, which drives me nuts, when people bitch about those shows, CNN, Fox, whatever, left, right, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
Those are opinion shows. That's what you got. They're opinions of some asshole, some talking point douchebag
exactly.
on television. Take it with a grain of salt, you know. Take what they say and form your own opinion.
And this actually comes into it's.
And we've preached this for all 5 years we've been doing this, I think.
And this is one of the reasons why I'm a huge fan of the Aleheads website, is because these guys have said that. You know what? Don't just take our word for it. Try it yourself. We're just guys that are trying these beers. If you don't, if you like it, great. If you don't, whatever. But here's our opinion on it.
I mean,
it's like an asshole. Everybody has one.
Right? Yeah, opinions are like assholes.
Yeah. So you know what? Try a beer. If you like it, great. If you don't, whatever. But here's the thing you shouldn't do. Don't blast people because they don't like a beer.
Exactly.
Or because they do like a beer.
And here's why I have to pause here for a second, dude. And just like my buddy at work I just talked about. Yes, I rag on him for Pacifico. But it's all in good fun.
But you're trying something, though.
Exactly. I respect the shit out of him because he's trying all these different beers outside of the BM&C.
But
if you like the BM&C, that's fine, too.
But see, the whole thing, too,
I want you to drink better shit, but...
And I get into this debate a lot with my family because my family...
Dude, my dad buys whatever's on sale.
Yeah, and that's great. If that's what you drink, that's fine.
Right.
But you know what? Don't knock me because of what I'm
exactly.
drinking.
Exactly.
That's the key thing here. We had a graduation party for my nephew, and they were ragging on my brother because he bought Blue Moon with honey. And I'm like, but if he likes that, who cares?
Right.
And they said, well, real beer isn't made with honey. I'm like, you know what?
Yes, it is.
I'm like, guys, don't even get me started on
this. Yeah, that's a whole argument right there. But that's where I'll stick to my guns, though. And that point, prohibition and that whole historical part of America, that's where it all went wrong. That's where the macro beers became king, and
right.
the beers before that were beers.
Well,
that's
the thing. Our country was founded on home brewing.
Basically, and immigrant home brewing, Germans and Czechs and all that.
That's
man.
Why the Pilgrims landed in Massachusetts, because
they ran out of beer.
Everybody knows that, and I think it's a joke, but seriously.
God bless America.
You know, George Washington was a home brewer. Martha Washington actually brewed his beer, but whatever.
She's a bitch. Bitch.
Been dead like 200 and some years. Bitch. But no, seriously, it's, you know what, people like what they like, and if you don't like it, whatever.
Yeah,
it's reverse snobbery, actually.
Exactly. That's a great way to put that.
It's reverse snobbery with the craft beer, or with macro people.
And don't get mad at me if you see me out somewhere and I'm ragging on what you're drinking. I'm just playing. I'm just having fun with you, man. If I rag on your beer, that means I like you.
And here's the other thing, too, is I made a commitment to myself at the beginning of this year that I would not drink a macro beer.
And you also said you were going to do a lot more like Pilsner styles too. I remember that.
And I have, and I've been doing that because I'm working.
This is a big venture. This show for me is the biggest venture I've ever had into that Pilsner style because I don't like them. But dude, the first two we had, I loved.
But the whole reason why I did it isn't because of like some big snobbery that I have. It's
not
because
at all.
I want to know. I want to say that I went through a full year without drinking that because I was forcing myself to drink better beer just to see if I could do it for a full year. And it's been hard because I've been to picnics and stuff where they've had that. And I said,
a homebrewer for so long, dude, I'm a little bit more anal than you. I'm not proud of that. But if I go to a wedding reception, I bring craft beer or my homebrew. Because I won't drink the BMCs that they put.
And that's fine. I had to prove to myself that I wanted to know that I can make it through a full year. Just to see if I could do it. And it's been tough because I've been at parties where that's all they've had. And I've drank Coke. And that's fine.
Coke, water, yep.
And they said, well, I want you to drink. I'm like, you know what? I'd rather have a Coke or whatever. Yeah. And they've been fine with that.
So far,
I've been able to stick with it. So we're in the middle of July.
I think it's a great segue back to my very first article that I wrote for Cranberry Patch.
Definitely.
It's an old article. It's 2 years old, but I rewrote it to make it more current because it's more relevant today. It's about the term beer snob. Go to Cranberry Patch, check out the link on our show notes, and read it. I'm not asking you to go there for hits or anything. Just read it because I feel very strongly about that article. It's one of the most – I'm proud of that article is what I'm saying. That article.
You did a very good job with that.
Thank you. I think I hit the point, And if you go to my beer articles, they're going to be damn honest. I was a little bit worried about the last one because it was a bit of a negative article. I didn't know if my editor would actually post it, but she did.
And this leads into my final thought. Final thought for the evening.
Yeah, we got to wrap this up, brother.
Final thought is pick up the August edition of Pittsburgh Magazine.
Yes.
It's supposed to be coming out soon. I have no idea what the final verdict is going to be, but a local famous blogger, Pit Girl, which everyone in Pittsburgh knows her.
You're my girl!
Pit Girl. So Jenny got a hold of me and said, I want to learn about craft beer. Teach me. Because she was a big hardcore Zima. And she's like, you know what? Everyone always mocks me for my beers. I want to know better. I'm like, well, I go, people should never mock you. I go,
right.
I do it out of fun.
Right. Exactly.
Whatever. So her and I went to Bocktown out in North Fayette, which Chris, awesome place, bocktown.com. Chris
Love
and Tara, you guys were great hosts. And what we did is we sat down with 8 different craft beers, and they were all local. They were made here. If they weren't made in Pittsburgh, they were made in Pennsylvania. And we said, okay, let's drink these beers and let me know what you think of these, and I'll tell you about the styles and stuff like that. She's a craft beer fan now. She was converted. She would drink Bud Light wine.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, so we saw Angels and Cerebellums and shit like whatever the hell those things are. But she tried some of these beers, and she's like, this tastes like Starbucks. I'm like, this is a beer. She's like,
you're drinking the coffee beers.
And then she's like, well, beer's supposed to taste like beer.
No.
And by the time we were done, she said, oh, my God, there's like a whole new world out here for me to try. I'm like, exactly.
Yes.
That is why we do Should I Drink That, is we want you to go out and get a little adventurous and try different beers. And by the time we were done, she's like, this is fantastic. I can't believe this is made locally, too.
We want you guys to interact with us. We want you to tell us why you think we're full of shit on a beer without that attitude. Be honest. Say, hey, maybe you didn't get this or that, or here's what I get from this beer that you may not have noticed, that kind of thing. Intelligent discussion about beers is great. When it becomes negative, it becomes wine snobbery and stupid. But, dude, on that note,
I think it's time to do another shot after we hit stop, and let's have a little party.
Let's do it, brother.
All right, man. For shouldidrinkthat.com, this is the Most Reverend Father Spoon.
This is Sick Puppy.
Side note.
Oompa mau mau.
Side note. If anyone's watching Big Brother this year,
oh God,
there's a guy who would totally be Sick Puppy's brother.
Because he's all about metal.
That's all he does, and he's awesome. Check it out.
See, now you got to make me watch Big Brother.
You have to check it out. The guy seems like he'd be your brother.
God, reality TV sucks balls. yeah, again, this is Sick Bubby.
This is the Most Reverend Father Spoon for ShouldIDrinkThat.com.
Where we drink it?
Even if it's crap.
Oh, if we drink it so you don't have to.
Pretty much, so you don't have to.
Yeah, we got off on a little tangent there, and I got confused.
ShouldIDrinkThat.com, Facebook.com/ShouldIDrinkThat. Check us out.
Google Twitter, Plus.
Twitter.com/SIDT. And yeah, just go to our site. You'll find all that shit.
You got it. You know us. You love us.
If okay.
You probably hate us.
Yeah.
So die in a fire. We out.
Bitches!